Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, protecting military families since 1879. Boeing. Boeing is a proud sponsor of Navy lacrosse. Go Midshipmen. And by Chevrolet, preferred automotive of Navy athletics.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst. Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. On the big program, we will talk baseball, wrestling, and women's golf. Baseball with hard-throwing pitcher Luke Gillingham for the baseball team, which is off to a terrific start for Paul Costacopoulos at 15-5-1 on the year. We'll talk women's golf with the Gree Augenstein, and we'll talk to Navy's latest All-American in wrestling, Matt Miller. All that and more coming your way next as we bring you another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
General Dynamics Mission Systems develop systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, expeditionary fast transport, DDGs, and more, advancing your mission.
Man, NCAA March Madness is already here. The upsets, the buzzer beaters, you can't miss a moment. So clear your calendar and get to B-Dubs, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. They'll have all the action on their wall-to-wall TVs, and they'll be serving up can't-miss food and drink specials. Trust me, you'd be mad to miss this. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Stripler up top, left side for Warner. Warner to carry below the goal. Chair sets a screen for Warner. Andy, top angle shot. Wrap around. He shoots and scores.
If it's spring in Annapolis, it's time for Navy lacrosse. So while you're cheering on our winning team or celebrating another Navy lacrosse victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from NAAA and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
At Huntington Ingalls Industries, we build the most complex military ships in the world for the United States Navy. Huntington Ingalls Industries, hard stuff done right.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far. So we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Time to talk a little baseball right now with one of the hottest teams on the yard, and that's the Navy baseball team with left-hander Luke Gillingham. And for you all right now, you guys are rolling. What's been so successful for you guys in this latest stint for your ball club?
I don't know. That's a tough question. You know, we had a great spring break. We won about 9 games. I think we were just coming together as a team pretty well. Offensive, defensively, picking each other up. You know, if a pitcher lets up, like, example, Towson game, like, him in, our best reliever lets up 3 runs. Next half inning, our offense picks him up and scores 3, and we win by 1. So you can't really put it on a single person, a single facet of the game, but I think we're coming together pretty well and picking each other up.
Is that a sign of a good team, though?
It is, yes, sir. It's essential. It's essential, like, to figure this out early in order to realize later on you have the confidence to do something like that, you know, late inning rallies, you know, never out of the fight, pretty much.
Let's go back to Friday. I mean, you won't get a more exciting win than the kind of game it was Friday. You're playing a team out of the Big Ten. It's a low-scoring game. You know, every at-bat, there's tension and everything with every at-bat. Thoughts on the way your team responded in those late innings? I mean, you know, as those at-bats dwindle as a team, you know, the moments get more tense, and your teammates seem to handle that moment very well and eked out a 3-2 win on Friday. What does a win like that do for the overall morale of the club, because you're beating a Power 5 team and doing it in such dramatic fashion?
You know, coming into that game, the energy was very high. You're playing Big Ten school, we don't always get the chance to do that. There's never a thought of, of doubt coming into the game. We had George coming in, who's been throwing well, and he did outstanding that game. And also Andrew Bartek came in and really shut the door. You know, in a low-scoring game, sometimes those relievers get outshined by the offense, but being able to throw up zeros, giving them a chance, is really key, because our offense is never out. So we've done it before, like the day before against Towson. We can score late. You know, we had a freshman come off the bench, hit a double off the wall, so that really inspired us, getting him in. And then going into the ninth inning, you know, the bench, everything starts kind of with the energy of a club, so being able to pick up the energy in the later innings, again, another freshman came off the bench with a huge hit, and then having Bob up there late in the game, he's done that 3 or 4 times in his career, there's a bunch of confidence that we were going to pull that out.
I was going to say, as a pitcher, I know you, because you're more experienced, you probably have as much confidence against anybody. But are you glad you don't have to face a Sean Trent or a Robert Curry on a regular basis? Because those two right now seem to be as locked in as you can be from a consistency standpoint. You know they can hit. Every hitter goes through a slump at some point. But those two guys right now just seem to be, when a pitcher makes a mistake, they make that pitcher pay for it.
That's right. You know, our pitching staff knows better than anybody, because we've pitched against those guys the fall, the winter, right, in the cages. I pitched against Bob for 4 years, and he's hit me pretty well for 4 years, so I know what they have to go through. Really tough guy to strike out. He's one of those guys, 2 strikes, he's never out of it. I remember, I think last year, I had him 2 strikes, and I threw one of my best curveballs, and he laced it down the right field line for a double. So, you know, when I, as a pitcher, when you have a guy like Sean Trent or Robert Curry or Travis Blue, Stephen Bourne, we got a deep offense this year, but you know, when they're up at the plate, your confidence is through the roof. You know, you let up a run or two, you know, especially this year, that they're going to get us right back in the game. Yeah.
When you look at the names that you're surrounded by right now in the Navy record book, I mean, the next guy ahead of you on the strikeout list is pitching in the major leagues right now. You look at what you've been able to accomplish here. Did you think that, you know, through a 4-year career, you could find yourself to be that successful and get the kind of numbers that when you walk out of here, there are going to be very few names that are above yours on some of these lists?
Coming in, I had no idea that anything like this was going to happen. You know, I was lucky to be mentored by some great seniors in my time here, like Ben Nelson, Tony Parenti, Matt Kilby, you know, guys that just off the field are just great influences, instilling the kind of hard work you need to be successful here. So coming in, I had no idea. I mean, last year kind of took off, so I had to pretty much keep myself grounded, keep myself thinking game to game. You know, it's one thing I try to tell our starters this year is when you're done with the, say you just threw a gem, you're thinking of the next week. So, you know, coming out, when I leave this place, I'll take a look then, but I don't really want to take a look right now.
Is it any extra pressure knowing that most Saturdays you're going to be seeing the number one on the other side, which means your level of perfection has to be outstanding, because you, at least individually, can't control what that pitcher may do that day. Does that mental part of it ever come into play, or is it a case where you can block that stuff out pretty successfully and just go do your business on the mound?
You know, I embrace it. I love it. I love pitching against our number one. I'm a pretty competitive guy, so knowing I'm going against Army's ace, Air Force's ace, knowing I got to keep the score low, it just brings a heightened energy to the game, brings the best out of me, best out of our offense, and especially when our offense scores a couple runs against them, I know I'm going to shut the other team down and we're going to walk away with a well-played game.
As a strikeout pitcher, do you ever get caught up in the, every now and then you feel like you got to make a perfect pitch every time? Sometimes that happens to strikeout pitchers. Sometimes they get in a little bit of trouble when you end up in a situation like that.
just something that strikeouts now just occur naturally for you, and you just kind of get into your rhythm out there and your game plan with your catcher and what you're trying to do for each hitter?
One thing that made me really successful last year was, you know, you don't hunt the strikeout when the count is 0-0. You gotta get ahead, stay low. I think Jake Arrieta said it on the Cubs in an interview last year. He said, I just keep the ball low and try to record outs early, and then if I get two strikes, I go hunting. So I've gotten in trouble, you know, when I've started thinking in my head, like, I got to start racking up the strikeouts. So I start trying to make perfect pitches. Sometimes you miss over the plate. Sometimes you miss up. You pitch outside of yourself. You make mistakes, and good offenses make you pay. So I think in order to be a successful strikeout pitcher, you have to just hunt the zone early. And if you record an early outs, it's great because you can extend later on in the game. But when you get two strikes, there kind of has to be a mental switch that comes on. But at the same time, you can't go too far in one direction where you make mistakes or you end up walking someone.
That's Luke Gillingham. He is a very tough, might be the best pitcher when the season is over with in the Patriot League. And right now, he's helping lead your midshipman to a 15-5-1 start here at the beginning of the campaign. Coming up, we'll talk Navy wrestling with Matt Miller. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, powered by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk a little wrestling with one of Navy's All-Americans. We add him to a list of distinguished guys here at the Academy, and Matt Miller. And a couple years ago, you were this close to getting that honor. What did it mean to get All-American status this year?
It was a lot of mixed emotions, actually. Just because it was my last collegiate match, I wanted to be happy, but I was also sad. And then I also knew I could do better than fifth. So, I'm glad I got that All-American chip. I'm always going to think back and think I could have gotten higher, could have did better.
Is that the competitor, though, in you that comes out? Especially, let's face it, in other sports, sometimes you have teammates who can pick you up and you can sub guys out and you can come back in. In your sport, there are no subs. And, yes, there are teammates who can lift you up, but for those three periods, it's just you out on the mat. Is that the competitor in you that always feels you can win every match?
I definitely say that. My dad, you know, raised me to not want to take a backseat to anyone, so it's just one of those things. I don't know, I'm just always going to look back at it. I talked to a lot of wrestlers, too, about it. Mark Conley, a couple of other people, they're telling me, like, it's been 15 years, 10 years since they wrestled their last NCAA match, and they still think about it. Like, man, I definitely still haunts them in their dreams, so. Hopefully it doesn't haunt me as long as it haunts them, but I'm definitely, everyone tells me congratulations, and I'm thankful for it, but I still feel, you know, like I should have did better.
When you look back at your career now and the things you were able to accomplish, so many victories, many more victories than defeats during your career here, just thoughts on where you were when your career started here and how much better you are as a wrestler and as a student athlete now at the end of the journey?
I'm just real thankful. All the people that God's put in my life, Mike Grimes at Knapps, that was a huge developmental year for me. I wasn't recruited coming out of high school. I sent Naval Academy or Coach Burnett an email. My dad actually did. Getting to Knapps, getting to work with Mike Grimes every day, that really helped propel me to where I need to be. That got me the skill set that I needed. And then when Brian Antonelli, he was the head coach for a year here, he hired Lloyd Rogers. And then Lloyd Rogers actually got me to start believing in myself as a wrestler, believing that I could, you know, beat anyone out there. I honestly believe I could have been on top of that podium this year, at the very top. And
How much is that mental part of it, though? You mentioned getting to believe in yourself, but what is that mental part of it? Physically, you can do all the work on technique and things of that nature. How much of it is mental, especially in this sport?
I actually a running joke on the team. I always wear these crazy socks, just like real flamboyant, colorful socks. And honestly, I'd say 90% confidence, but I always tell them it's 80% 80% socks, 10% confidence, when they go hand in hand. But I think it's a lot of confidence. I mean, we've all been wrestling for a long time now, and it's really just comes down to who has confidence to go and hit the moves that they know, and not be afraid to actually try them. I mean, in my consolation semifinal match, I tried a move which ended up putting me on my back. But you can't not take chances right. in life. So
well, you got to wrestle to win, right?
Exactly. So, and I'm always trying to pin to win, you know. That was like the saying back when you were younger, like pin to win. So I'm always trying to put people on their back, to find creative ways to put people on their back. But it's definitely confidence. Everyone knows how to wrestle. Especially after my, I won't say this was confidence, but mental. After my second match against Nolan Boyd of Oklahoma State, pretty sure I tore my MCL. And that, he heard it pop. It was actually pretty funny. He has an accent. He's like, "Man, I heard your knee pop, man. You're one tough son of a gun, you know." And so after that, I was like, "Man, I only have one shot left at this." And at that point, I just stopped feeling sorry for myself. I took some ibuprofen, you know. I stopped tape. The athletic trainer was like, "Do you want tape?" And I was like, "No, no tape. I'm just going to go out there, fall on the line." And I mean, my body feels like I got hit by a truck now.
No, of course.
But, not feeling sorry for yourself, going out there, competing as hard as you can every single time.
I was going to say, when you think about what you and the other wrestlers in the room go through on a daily, and really, I mean, let's face it, training is a year-round basis to compete in your sport at your level. To put your body through all of those rigors, is all of it worth it in the end?
Definitely when you All-American, it definitely is. I could see if I had never All-American, you know, I'd probably be like, "Man, I wasted so much time wrestling. My body hurts. I have so many injuries." But after finally reaching that goal, I mean, I didn't get as high as I said that already. I didn't get as high. I'm still thankful.
Navy's All-American at 184, Matt Miller. Mids and their wrestling team getting an All-American this year, and close on some other guys, and certainly the future looking bright day by day for the program. Back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
U.S. Naval Academy La Crosse is sponsored in part by the men and women of the Boeing Company, giving their best for America's best by delivering tomorrow's technology today in advanced aircraft, network systems, unmanned systems, and more. Boeing is especially proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Here's to the blue and gold. Go Navy!
Rolls-Royce salutes the mighty midshipmen, ironclad competitors who represent strength, confidence, and a tradition of distinction, the same qualities that define Rolls-Royce Naval Marine. It's why more than half the navies in the world choose Rolls-Royce for their propulsion systems. Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk a little women's golf. One of the 33 varsity sports now here at the Naval Academy. Is the Naval Academy the third largest athletic program in all the country, with sophomore LaGree Augenstein. And for you, let's talk about your class first, because you all as a group, really the first recruited group to play golf here for Coach St. Marie. What has the experience been like? Because I think a lot of people probably were surprised at how well you all jumped into the fray last year with a third-place finish in the league. What's the development been like here for the year and a half you've been here?
It's been really fun, mostly just because 5 out of 8 girls on my team are all my classmates. And so we got to be together over plebe summer, throughout plebe year. And it's been really fun helping to develop the team with them, especially just because a lot of the girls kind of either quit or were cut beforehand, and so we kind of got to really start the team and start showing off Navy as a really competitive team within the fields that we'd already been competing in before.
I was going to say, too, I mean, let's face it, now you all are playing with more golfers and people who have exposed to golf a lot longer than, I mean, when the team first started, I mean, there were some people who really had limited experience, especially for this level. As you've seen that develop and you all getting going this season, you know, where do you think this program can go, even though you have so many young players particularly in it?
Well, I'm really excited for the new group of plebes that we're going to have coming in. Every player that Coach Nadia sends to us and comes to come visit with us, I mean, every single player has even more experience than any of us had in high school. And so we're really trying to build the program to be really competitive, not just in the Patriot League, but in other leagues and other tournaments and things that we can compete in. And so I really see this program going really far. And I think it's really awesome that my classmates and I kind of get to start that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What got you into golf?
My whole family plays. My dad and my mom, both grandparents, both sets of grandparents, both sides of the family, everybody does.
I was going to say, you know, being from South Carolina, it's almost impossible not to play golf at some level, whether you're, you know, a 25 handicap or a 2 handicap.
Yes, sir.
You almost can't grow up in that part of the country. What were some of your favorite courses maybe that you played there that really got you hooked on the game?
Oh, I love the Country Club of Charleston. My grandparents are members there, and it's one of my favorite courses. It's so beautiful to walk. It's a little bit easier to walk, which is nice, and it's a really great course to kind of play and practice at. And then my home course, Forest Lake Club, it's challenging in some ways, which I like, but it's easy enough that you aren't, like, beating your head against the wall every time you might have a bad round. And so those courses kind of helped me to, like, develop my confidence whenever I had good rounds. But they were challenging enough that I actually got to challenge my game, too, which I like doing.
Now, people that play football, basketball, football is the same. It's a 100-yard field. Basketball, 94 feet. Baseball, for the most part, the dimensions are similar.
Right.
Every time you show up at a golf course, it's different.
It is.
What is that mental challenge like, especially for a course that you have not played previously?
The challenge is definitely during the practice rounds that we get. We have these yardage books where we map out every single hole. We draw out the greens. We have to plan our shots just the day before. And it's challenging because, like you said, we aren't just playing on the same course on the same field every single time. So we have to learn how to adapt our games and just learn how to adapt to the new surroundings, which can be a challenge, but it's also really fun for us as well.
What's the key to being a good putter and scoring the way you want to?
The key to being a good putter is to believe that you're going to make the putt. If you stand over a putt and say, you know, I'm kind of nervous about this one, or, you know, I don't know if this is going to go in, odds are it's probably not going to go in. And I've learned that the hard way several times. But if you just keep your head down, make a good tempo, things will start dropping for sure.
Now, the Naval Academy golf course will always be my favorite because I got a hole-in-one on number 17.
Oh, wow.
The first time you played the Naval Academy golf course, what did you think?
I thought there were a couple of very long par fours, which can sometimes be a challenge for sure. I liked how some of the shorter holes were kind of tricky, like number 2, how the placement of your drive is so critical with that big tree there. I liked the course. I knew it was going to challenge me while I was here, but definitely challenged me in a good way. I was excited to get to know it better.
That's Navy golfer LaGree Augenstein and the Navy program, and certainly in good hands with her sophomore class. That first group that really Nadia St. Marie was able to recruit there, and they've built some pretty good building blocks here in the early portions of their career. We'll come back and wrap things up on the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. But for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance. Our thanks to Matt Miller, LaGree Augenstein, and Luke Gillingham for joining us on the show. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission. U.S.